the ideals of Taoist art. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Civilizations dating back millennia have been thinking about the whole of the universe since the beginning of the human race, its origins, sure, but also the human place in it, how we, as the most advanced of all creatures on Earth, fit into it. For the priests and the shamans of North Vietnam and China, that curiosity and introspection and their observations helped to create the fundamentals of Taoism. And the art that came from that is the foundation of a new exhibit at the Fowler Museum called How to Make the Universe Right. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is here to talk about it. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Have you been thinking about the universe lately? Who are these artists that we're talking about making the universe right?
I have to say, I went to this show just for the title, How to Make the Universe Right. That's something I think almost everyone now is thinking about. And these artists, who are they? We don't know. They're all unknown artists who felt compelled to make art that reflected their spiritual beliefs and commitment under the most amazingly adverse conditions.
Now, how did all these pieces, these unknown artists, as you say, make it to the Fowler?
Well, Barry and Jill Kitnick went to Vietnam and became fascinated by these scrolls and masks and all these things you're going to see at the Fowler. They started collecting them. These were works of art that are not rarefied or bejeweled or covered in gilt. These are really the spiritual objects of people, humble people, the oppressed people of the Yao, among others, who were really feeling the effects of the rise of communism and those governments from the middle of the 20th century onward.
What is it about this art that's special? You mentioned communism, so there was a feeling, I guess, of vulnerability. Is that what's at the center?
Well, I think that the fact that these pieces have survived, I mean, the communist governments really banned and suppressed the practice of these spiritual beliefs. And the people actually initiated their own shamans and priests and conducted much of this, not in big, elaborate, fancy temples, but even in their own homes. You'll see these highly embroidered costumes and hats and these amazing scrolls. And scrolls could be viewed by different people at their level of initiation as priests. And the priesthood or the shaman position would be handed down over the generations from one person to another.
Vulnerability also, it seems like some rebellion in there too, doing this anyway in the privacy of their homes. How is this exhibit, Hunter, fitting into some others that are ongoing in Los Angeles?
Well, you know, on a completely different tangent, in the center of the Fowler's other collections, you'll see a one-person exhibition by Franz Siegel, a contemporary artist, and this is called Lineage Through Landscape. It's funded as part of the Getty's Pacific Standard Time Initiative. These shows, what we talked about one last week, we'll be talking about them a lot as the fall season continues because there are lots of them, and they're all about LA and Latin America. This particular one is about the Igun in Brazil. This is a protective spirit that came over to Brazil from Africa through the slave trade, and Franz Siegel did a ton of research down there to find out how Igun was manifest. And this particular piece is a wall of woven, really works on paper. They're mostly in blues and whites, like the kind of tiles that the Portuguese used in the churches, their colonial churches. And they are often representative of plants and plant life. And then another wall is entirely painted blue and covered with these really beautiful hand-molded ceramic white leaves. And each leaf represents a different plant. And the plants were considered to have spiritual properties as well as medicinal properties. And these ideas came from Igun, came from Africa, but they're manifest in the colors of colonial Portugal. The whole thing allows you to read history as a multi-layered experience. It's not a very big exhibition, it's just a single kind of installation, but it ties in nicely to the motivations behind the other exhibition, How to Make the Universe Right.
Well, Siegel's work is on display at the Fowler through December 10th, and How to Make the Universe Right is on view through January 7th, through the beginning of next year into 2018. Hunter Drohoyoska, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.